We are in the middle of Tosfos, and the base of Medalev Tosfos, the Masel B'Yachloiku. Tosfos explained that the Psak of Yachloiku is brought about because since the Oichshin, the Choshev Kilo Kolechad Yeshle Bo Bavadi Achatzi, The man, the Maida Tov is Haida Deyu. So we had explained Pshat and Tosfos that since a person, Reuven, is holding the talis, so I have to assume that it's Reuven's. Shimon is holding the talis, I have to assume that it's Shimon's. And I do not say that both assumptions, one contradicts the other. No, I say that both assumptions are telling us the same thing, that it belongs to Reuven and to Shimon. So that's what they say. The choshev kilu kol echad yesh lo bevadai hachatzi, ben ansadi damai de tofes haidi deyu. Let's go towards the end of Tosfos. Avol ba'arbo, but if there's a ship in the water, and there is a Sofik, who this ship belongs to, and no one is a Mufsik. Afal gav de efshel shehi shel shneim, it's possible the ship belongs to both of them. Kiven de ein Mufsokim boy, but since they're not Mufsik, I do not see that it's theirs. It's possible, but I don't see it. Habadine kol dolem govar, so the halacha is kol dolem govar, and either it's a siluk, Bezin is mesalik themselves from the Din Torah, since they have no birur in the etzem Din Torah, so we say, kol dolem gova. Ulesumches, now Tosfos says one more case. According to Sumches, let us speak about a case, hamachlef poro bachamer biyoldo. That means as follows. Reuven had a poro, Shimon had a chamer, and now, Reuven took the chamor, and to that Reuven took Shimon's chamor, so Reuven's porah belongs to Shimon. Hamachlev porah b'chamor. V'yoldo, and now we come to the porah, and we see the porah had a child. And we do not know when the porah gave birth. Did the porah give birth before Reuven was Moshech the Chamor, so then the blood belongs to Reuven. Or did it give birth after Reuven was Moshech the Chamor? So then the blood belongs to Shimon. So Sumche says, you say Yachloiku. Now over there, we have, it's Tarti L'Reyese. Number one, no one is Mechzokim in the blood. Ba'afal pikein, we say yachloiku. Number two, there's einachaluki yachelu liyesemes. It's sicha doesn't belong to both of them. And ba'afal pikein, we say yachloiku. So this does not correspond, does not stim with the yesaidus of Tosfos till now. Tosfos till now had told us that you only say yachloiku. That since it's Shnei Mechzokim, the Nan Tadi, the Maida Tov is Haidi Deyu. And by Monish Lishi, over there, since I know it does not belong to both of them, I don't say Yachloiku, even though the Nifkad is Teifis Becheske Shneim. And by Machlev Pora Bachamayr, we say Yachloiku, even though it's Einach Luki Yachayli Yisemis, and it's not Teifis. So Teifis answers Ulusumchis Aval Gavdein Mursokim Boy. The Ein Achaluki Yechel Liyesem. So there's Tartil Reise. Eiche de Ike Drore de Mamayna. Perish Shebeloita Neseim Yeshofik Lebezn Yachloiko. So Tosfos says as follows. According to Sumchis, Sumchis holds as follows. In the case of Machlo Pora Bachamor, if Bezin is aware of what had occurred, Bezin is aware that there was a Chalipin, that Reuven was Moshech the Chamor of Shimon, they found the Pora gave birth, We don't know when the Porah gave birth, so the Tzdodei HaSofik come to Besdin without their times, without Reuven saying anything, without Shimon saying anything. Well, no one knows when it gave birth, but the Tzdodei HaSofik Besdin sees. Besdin has a tzad that the blood can belong to Reuven. Besdin has a tzad the blood can belong to Shimon. So therefore, because of this Tzodei HaSofik, and Besdin hasn't the faintest idea who the blood belongs to, so Besdin is obligated, so let Al-Koponim be Oiches the Rabbi Miyutoi, and let Al-Koponim Reuven get half and Shimon get half, so Al-Koponim, the true Bailam is getting half. That is the most Yoisha the Kizach, that Tzodei HaSofik Besdin sees without their tainus. So Mamela, then Besdin is obligated al koponim to give each one half, even though that is zicha afal shepsach. But this is the best that can be done in this situation. Masha enkein, we have a sofik that is only noilet through the tainus. That means, Reuven says it's my alve, Shimon says it's my alve. I mean, Besdin sees, does not see any proof that it's Reuven's alba or that it's Shimon's alba. Reuven says, Shimon says, but the Tzodei HaSofik, Besdin does not see the Tzodei HaSofik, only through their tainus. So why should I give it to him because he says like this? Nah, I haven't the faintest idea who's telling the truth. So then I'm a salik myself. I'll say called Olam Gova. By Shain came by Shnaim Oichsim also. The Tzodei HaSofik is taken through their tainus, but their Besdin sees that since Shneim Machzokim, so I see it belongs to both. So their Besdin makes a chalukim because from what Besdin sees, Reuven is Musik and Shimon is Musik. From the Achzok of Reuven, there's a klal komasha tovshel the marein shaloi. So I assume it's Reuven's, I assume it's Shimon's, so I assume it's both of theirs. So memela, so there I make chalukim because al pi gidrei atayre, I have oichocha that it belongs to both of them. So then I make chalukim taker. So then, but there has to be a chalukim yachayli yisemes because then Besdin sees that atake belongs to both of them. So these are the gidorim when you say kol dolim gova, when you say chalukim, in the Svara of Sumchas. Now, we had in the Mishnah a case that Zeoima Kula Shali B'Zeoima Chetzia Shali. So the halacha is that the one that says Kula Shali takes three quarters, and the one that says Chetzia Shali takes a quarter, and the lumbus is as follows. On the Chetzia Talas, there's no suffix whatsoever. Everyone agrees that Chatziya Talis belongs to one of them. The whole Tzad Sofik is on the whole Tzad Sofik is on the second half, so we say Yachleiku. Vim Taima, so Taisvis asks, Yeidnemon de chetzie shaloi, migo di boy ama kulo shaloi. Like Taisves, Reuven says the whole thing is mine. Shimon says that half is mine. So let's believe Shimon that half is his, because if Shimon would have said kulo shaloi, he'd get half. So Memel, if Shimon is a liar, why does he have to be such a battle? And why does Shimon have to say chetzie shaloi? Let Shimon say kula shali and get half. So you see, he says chetzishli sees the person as elah. So Shimon is amigo. So let's give Shimon half. With amigo, he could have said kula shali. Kedamrinen bigmore hay migo gufe lepoitre mishvue ilav mishiloi mishum di rumi komar. The Gemara later on the ches asks a different kasha. The Gemara asks a kasha, let us give Reuven a quarter without a shvua. He shouldn't have to swear. Why not? Because I see that Reuven is an elachiyit. if he'd be a liar, why didn't he say Chetzer Shali? So I see Reuven is an Elachit. So let's give Reuven a quarter without a Shvu. This is the Gemara's Akash. So the Gemara answers, Irumi Kamara. No, no, could be he's a liar. But to learn to get a quarter without having to swear than to get a half having to swear. So it's not raya. That from that he didn't tie Nekula Shali, that he's an emissary mensch, could be he's a liar, and it's a learn to get a quarter without having to swear. So that's why we do not believe him without a shvua with this migu, because the migu is not a proof that he's telling the truth. About Kaponim, we see from the Gemara there is such a migu. So Memele, Frektais Vesakashe. So Frektais Vesakashe, that let's give him a half with a migu of Kula Shali. Now, it's a very interesting Taisvis. Taisvis says, let's give him half. He has a migu. He could have said Kula Shali in the Gemara alone. Asks a similar kasha that we should give him without a shvua with this migu. Why does Taisus have to bring a gemara? The gemara asks a similar kasha. The masa says a teretz on that kasha. Why does Taisus have to bring a gemara? So the Nachlas David says Taisus was meirdik meduyik to bring a raya from a gemara. And this kasha that Taisus asks, let us give him a half with a migu, could have said kula shali. So there's a teretz from the Rishonim, it's a migu dahoze. It's not a good migu. When he says chetzi shali, I'm not such a machutzef. I say half is yours. I say half is mine also. To say kula shali, it's yours, and I'm going to say kula shali. So it's harder to say kula shali than chetzi shali. So there's no migu. The gather of migu is, if I'm a liar, why didn't I say a better lie? So I'll tell you, you're a liar. It's hard to say the better lie. It's a gvaldik echutzpah. It's a migu dahosa. Migu dahosa lemrin. So memele, so that's how other rishayinim fa'emfa tais viskash. So tais says, anshulik. The gemara says that there's such a migu. The Gemara says that let's believe him on a quarter without a shvur. With a migu, he could have said kula shali. The Gemara says a different test. It's not a good migu because irumi kamarabin. But it would seem from the Gemara that it's a good migu. You don't say migu da'asa. So that's the hakdome of Taisvis. Taisus wanted to prove, not like the Rishonim Steres, that it's amigo da'oze. It's not. It's even the Gemara's not amigo da'oze. And the other Rishonim want to say, they're talking about a shvua, the Rabbon, and a fellow amigo da'oze also helps. The most, but to get a half, then amigo da'oze won't help. But kaponim, that's Taisus hakdom. Umefarish riva. The migu lahoitzi loyamrino, the bechetzioi hasheni muzik ze kemoize. Now, Taisvis says a teretz. I'd like to elaborate on the yisod of Taisvis, and then to explain there are two mahalchim to understand what Taisvis is saying. Taisus first of all says a yesoid, migu lohoitzi loy amrino. Now, lochayre, that means as follows. That we have a klal, hamoitzi mechadeiroi olavarai. If a person is a mufzik in something, you want to take it away from him, you have to bring proof. You can't, he's a mufzik. The Gemara says in Babakame, Madekoivlei Ozolebe Asya. A person who has pain goes to a doctor. The violet's by me. You say something is wrong, you prove it. Because mind you don't prove it, you leave it by me. That's the klal of a meitz mechaberi olavarai. We see there's a machloikis, a meiroim, if meitzin momen beroi, if hochem be momen acharoi. If roiv is enough of a biro to be meitzi from a muzik, that means I'm a muzik, and you have a biro of roiv that it's not mine, that it's yours. So the machloek is, im hochem b'mom enach haroi, vein hochem b'mom enach haroi. So there's a svara to say that the birur of roi, which is good all over, to be mighty from a mukzik, it's not strong enough. You need a bigger birur to be mighty from a mukzik. Zoktaisves, zoktarivam, migu is also a birur. Migu is a birur. But to be mighty from a mukzik, migu is not strong enough. That's all that he says. Migu lahaitzi loyamrina. Fine. Now, let us go a little. So why is it called here a migu lahaitzi? The vechetzioi hasheini mukzik ze kemoize. In the second half, muhzik zeh kemoize. Now, there are two mahalchim how to understand what Taisvus is saying. Taisvus is one mahalach, the Ran says this mahalach, and the mahalach goes as follows. We have two people holding a talus, shnayim oichzim betalus. Each the holding by the kakashte, the holding the talus by the fringes. Reuven is holding the whole talus, and Shimon is holding the whole talus. Now, half of this talus I know belongs to Reuven, because Shimon said it belongs to Reuven. So, Reuven said it belongs to Reuven. Half of the talus belongs to Reuven. Now, this other half of the talus, we paskin that Shimon gets a quarter, and Reuven gets a quarter. So Taisma said, but Shimon has a migu, he could have said, Kulashli, you've gotten the second quarter. So Taisma says, so the Ran learns pshat, Bechetche Hasheini Musik Zekemoise. That means that Reuven is holding the whole talus. Shimon, that's true, Shimon is holding the whole talus. So Lemaise, if you want to give Shimon the second quarter, so you're being mighty it from the muzik of Reuven. Because Reuven, bechetzio yasheini, that in the second half of the talus, both of them are muzokim. Both of them are equal muzokim. Both of them are holding the whole second half. Reuven is holding it and Shimon is holding it. So memele, so you want to give to Shimon the second quarter, Reuven is holding the second quarter. So it's called amigo loitzi. That's one way we can learn pshat and taisvus. That Elisa Reuven is a muzik in the second and the quarter that you want to now give to Shimon. He's a muzik in everything. So you want to give Shimon this quarter, the second quarter, als amigo. But Reuven is a muzik in it. Fine. That's one way to learn pshat and taisvus. There's a more dikatayne of the Taisvus Rid. The Taisvus Rid does not like this Teretz whatsoever. He says, yeah, Reuven is a muzik in it, but Shimon is also a muzik in it. They're both holding the second half. So memeila, that's not called lahoitzi. Amigo lahoitzi would mean if only Reuven is a muzik, and Shimon wants to take it away from Reuven with amigo. So that's good. Migul lahitzi layemrine. But since Shimon is also holding the both holding the whole talus, so Shimon is also holding the second quarter. So this should be considered a migul lahachzik, not lahitzi. That is a kasha that the Taisus Rid asks on this mahalach. But this mahalach is a mahalach of the Ran. The mahalach is a mahalach of the Ran, that they're both murzokim in the whole second quarter, and that could be pshat in the loshen. The bechetzi hasheini murzik ze kemoize. So memele, this could be pshat. This is what mahalach in Taisvus. There's a second mahalach in Taisvus, and then that goes Mordechai seems to say like this, and we'll see later the Zashita that seems to say like this. That Taisvus means something else in Gans. Taisus means like this. This half of the talus is no shaila because everyone agrees that this half belongs to Reuven. Now, so we have here a half a talus. So it's, in other words, shnayim oichzim betalus. Now, and so the other half, so Reuven is holding it and Shimon is holding it. That's what told in Taisus. Now, Taisus had said before that when you have shnayim oichzim, so we consider that Each one owns a hair. Each one knows the hair. Because it belongs to Reuven, it belongs to Shimon, it belongs to both. So Memele, in the second half, we have here, Reuven is an Oiches, Shimon is an Oiches, so we assume that half belongs to Reuven, that means a quarter belongs to Reuven, and a quarter belongs to Shimon. So Take, Reuven is a Muzik on one quarter, Shimon is a Muzik on the other quarter. That's without the Miku. That means with the Taina alone, that the Taina alone, that Shimon says Chetz Yishali. So the whole Taina is only on the second half. So Shimon is a Muzik on one quarter. Reuven is a Muzik on the other quarter. Now you want to give Reuven, you want to give Shimon Reuven's quarter with Amigo, that's Amigo Lohetzi from Reuven. Because Reuven is a Muzik in this quarter. So that is Pshat in the Lashon of Tosfos. The Bechetzia Yashani, the second half, Muzik Zek and Moizek, just like Shimon is a Muzik in a quarter, so Reuven is a Muzik in the other quarter. So it's a Migula Haitzi. And a Migula Haitzi, Layam Rime. This is a second Mahalach in Tosfos. But, fine. Aber Bekitzo, so now we said Pshat and Taisvis. First of all, we said the longest by Migu Lahitzi Loyam Rinin. That's number one. And then we said to Mahalchim, why it's called a Migu Lahitzi. Either we'll say in the second half, both are equal Mokzokim in the whole half. That's how the Ran learns Pshat. Or that goes Smotcha in the base of Lehi. We say Pshat and Taisvis that each one is a Mokzok in a quarter. So we made it to give Shimon, the second quarter, that Reuven is a Muzik, with amigos, that's called amigo laitzi, the amigo laitzi lemri. Vahi de cheskas abatim, de gochin belochish leile rabbe, in shtore zaifu, mi shtore mal yahavali biyodi beovat, vahem ne rabbe lohitzi bimigo di oma shtore ma'al yehu. Taisus is asking a kasha. Now let us just say over what the kasha is, and then we'll see what the teretz is. There's a gemara in Baba Basra as follows. Reuven comes over to Shimon, and he says, you owe me $100. Shimon looks at him, I owe you $100, boss. I owe you. You have a shtar. What do you mean, I owe you? I have a shtar. Takes out a shtar. Shtar says, Shimon bought from Reuven $100. He shows the shtar to Bezdin, the Mekayim, the shtar with Eidim. Yep, Eidim, that's the signature, the shtar. No, so it's finished, so the Din Teir is, I mean, it's finished already, there's a shtar, the shtar was in the sky, and then now, so Reuven is a shtar, he owes $100. Then, this Malva who had the shtar, he whispered into Rabbi's ears, he said, the other guy said it's a false star, but to him, a kind of star, my important. He whispered in Tarab's ears, he said, "Ein shtar zayif. Let me tell you, it's a false star. I forged the star. But let me tell you what happened. There was a nemesis star. There was a nemesis star. I lent him the money. There was a nemesis star. I lost the star. I know who I'm handling with. I'm handling with a person who'll be makrifs. So I forged the star. That's the story. So Rabbi said, he can be mighty mammon from the leiber. He has a migul. But he had to open up his mouth. The entire was over with already. The Adam recognized the signatures. There was a good star. And then it's all finished. But Mammon is the honesty rintach from the mensch, from the smalve. He goes and tells Rabbi, I'll tell you the truth. It's my attack. A full shtar, but I had a shtar. So Rabbi said that he could be mighty mama. He is amigo. He could have kept quiet. Frag Teusvis, I just said a yesoid migu lahoitzi loyamrina. So what's that? He is a good migu. But it's amigo lahoitzi. You're taking away money from the labor. The labor is a muslim bin a chosef. The labor is holding, the labor is money. You want to take away money from the labor. This shtar is a false shtar. But I'm telling you, there was another shtar. And believe me, with amigo. But it's amigo lights. Let's see Taisus in the Beinik. Be the Cheskes Abate, the Gochin, the Lochish Leila Rabbi, he bowed down, he bent over and he whispered in Rabbi's ear, Ein Shtore Zayfu, Staka, a full star. O me Shtore Mal Yahavli, I had a good star, be Yodi Vovat. The Hemne Rabbi Loitzi, and Rabbi believed them, and that he had another star, Bemigu. The boy Omer Shtore Mal Yahavli, he could have kept quiet and said it's a good star. Hosom Haino Taime Mishumda Pila Vishosik, if you would have kept quiet, Rakshloi Hoya Moide Shumezuye Poyanemo, Kiachsima Hoise Nikeres Loim Dimshom. So Taisra says, there is better. If you would have kept quiet, you could have wandered in Taira. So Mamele, that Migu is a better Migu. So I once heard from Rabbi Slochan Kaplan Zochen over his Epshat and this Tais. We said Epshat like this. Then in Emerson, we said, Migu lahoitzi lo yamrima. Migu is a biru. Migu is a guileless. If I be a liar, why did I say such a batlonish? I could have said a better time. Is that I am telling the truth? So by every taina of Migu, there's a svara, could be you're a liar. Why didn't you say a better lie? You didn't think of a better lie. I mean, you didn't think. I said, it's a proof. It's a proof that you're telling the truth. It's not such a proof. So, memele, so, lahoitzi momen mina muhzik, amigo is not enough of a bill. Just like we say, roiv is not enough of a bill, because maybe he's from the miut. So Migu is also not enough of a birra, because maybe you attack a lie. Why didn't you say a better lie? Because you didn't think of the better lie. So it's not a 100% proof. But over here, he wondered in Torah already. It was finished. And he opened up his mouth. He forged it, and he did an excellent job. And the star was brought with my best, and then said, yeah, it's a good star. There was the Chesimen Nikeres Lebed. It was Givaldik. Why did he open up his mouth? Shema Shemayim. It's a chai. So this is Takarai Yibruhe. Amigo the boy Shosik. That means if by keeping quiet he would have wandered in Torah, and he opened up his mouth and said, this person, Mamish, the honesty is running from him. This is a birugomo. This helps a filoloitzi. That's pshat in Taisvis. Let's see again the lotion of Taisvis. Awesome, high no time. Mishum da filo have a shosik. If you would have kept quiet, actually, ho ye moidu shemizuye po ye neman, he would have wandered in Taire. Kach sima hoisa ni keres loim dimshom. The chsime was nika loim dimshom. Fine. So Memela, so now, so Taisis is telling us you say this. Number one, Migu lohoitzi loyam rinan. That's the birur of Migu is not strong enough to be moitzi moment from a musik. But, a Migu di boi shosik is a stronger Migu, is a stronger birur, and there I feel a Migu lohoitzi gam kenam rinan. That is pshat in Taisis. Fine. Now, this is very good. For learning Baba Metzia, we're now learning Baba Basra, so it's terrific. But when we come to Baba Basra, there's a machloikis Rabbe and Rav Yosef. Rabbe said that it's a moiradik amigo, and it helps afilu lohoitzi mama min amursik. There's another case over there, which is mamish the same, a similar case. There was another case, and the case was that was amigo lahachzik, and the rabbi said that about the gebisish tiktoira. There the case was like this: a person had a morikama nakarka. That means the karka belonged to Reuven. We know the karka belonged to Reuven. Shimon is living on this karka for 2 years. He doesn't have a chazok on the karka. He's living there for 2 years. Reuven comes over to Shimon, Rabbi Yid, what are you doing in my karka? So Shimon says, you sold me the karka. Yeah, I sold you the karka. Where's the shtar? No problem. I'll take out the shtar. goes and give me a day, I find the shtar. He comes to Bezin with the shtar. Is the shtar. He sold me the karka 2 years ago. They bring the shtar to Bezin. Is the shtar. Fine. Say the shtar. Then a similar maisa, so this Shimon goes over to Rabbi, and he tells Rabbi, you know, I lost the shtar. This is a forged shtar, but I'll tell you, shtar oil even never. It was the same maisa. And Rabbi said, it's a good migul, and there's a migul laharzik. That's considered migul laharzik because Shimon is sitting in the kark already, and the Reuven wants to take away the kark. No, that's not called a migul laharzik. And Rabbi said, no problem, it's a good migul. Here's a good migul. And Rabbi Yosef said, it's not a good migul. It's not a good migul. And Rabbi Yosef said, it's a mezuyif to kishtar. Rabbi Yosef says it doesn't have a migul. So now, so the Maram explains, Taisvis got a little bothered by this Gemara. That means Taisvis just explained the Gemara. Taisvis says, let me tell you, migul lahitzi lamrina, but there was an excellent migul. Not a poshet amigo, it's amigo di boishos, it's an excellent amigo. So then, Taisa started, so what's the svar of Rav Yosef? Rav Yosef said that a fellow lahachzik doesn't help. Here you tell me it's an excellent amigo, it's amigo di boishos, that helps a fellow lahachzik, it's a biru gomo. And there Rav Yosef says that it's nothing, it doesn't help at all. So Taisa got a little stuck. That means that the Maram says like this, Lule Debre Tais. I would say, maybe it's a Sopik, it's a Yor good Migo, not a good Migo, maybe. So Rabbi said, it is good, Rabbi Yosef said, it's not good. Then I could understand the Gemara. But Tais says, no, if it would be a Paposhet Migo, it wouldn't help, it's a Migo Loitzi. So Tais said, it put down the Yosef, it's a Moiradik Migo. No, it's a Moiradik Migo, so what's Pshat and Rabbi Yosef? Tais has got stuck now, what's Pshat and Rabbi Yosef? But Rav Yosef Islay, da filu migu loyhab. It's not a migu. It's nothing. Kivin shetayne rishoyne shutoyen bahay shtore hu sheker. Ve'en loyme migu olaheche shetanose rishoyne hu emes migu shuhoyo toyen acheres. Lakacheinu migu afilu laharzik kdoin beuvde kamayse. Now, this Taisvis needs explanation, and I'd like to explain a little bit what Taisvis is saying. Taisvis speaks about one half of the Inyan, and Taisvis, for some reason, does not discuss the other half. Now, let us speak about the case of karka, which is a fellow amigo lahachzik. It's amigo lahachzik that he says that I bought the karka. Where's your shtar? Here's the shtar. Then later he says it's a false shtar. But tell Rabbi there was another shtar and I lost the other shtar. Fine. So now there are two shilas over here. And let's analyze one at a time. The normal case of migul, let's talk about a normal case of migul. A case of migul is, let's say, an example as follows. Reuven has a shtar that he lent Shimon $100. Shimon tells Reuven, Parati, I paid up to $100. But Reuven, listen, if you paid up to $100, what am I doing with the shtar? No, if you paid up to $100, you get the shtar. Shtolcha v'yodi, my boy. So what does that mean? Shimon is not nemen to taina parati. Shimon is not nemen to taina parati. So Shimon says, you know, I have a migo. I could have tainted mezuyif. I could tainted the shtar as a mezuyif to kishtar. And Reuven, let's say, can't be mekayim the shtar. Reuven doesn't have anything to be mekayim the shtar. And if I would have said mezuyif, I would have wanted in Torah. I would have said mezuyif. I would have wanted in Torah. I'm an honest person. I know it's not mezuyif. I know that's an emes shtar, but I paid up. Sometimes it's parati. Now, so that's There's a svara that's called a, that's amigo parati midl de mezuyif. We believe him. We believe him. If Reuven can't be mekayim the shtar, so he's nemon parati midl de mezuyif. Now, what is the case over there? The case over there is when he tainis parati, could be he did pay up, but I don't believe him because he is a shtar. So to counteract the shtar, I have a birur of migo, but I'll prove to you I'm telling the truth. If I'd be a liar, I would have said mezuyah. Why did I say parati? So the normal case of migo is, he's saying a taina, which the taina could be true. We don't believe him on this taina because there's proof against him. So that migo comes to play, so but you don't believe him. I'll prove to you that parati is the truth because he has amigo. He could have said mezuyah. That is the normal case of amigo. In this case, he said, "What are you doing in this karka?" So he said, "Here's the shtar. I bought the karka." Now, so things were going terrific. He showed a shtar that he bought the karka. But then 5 minutes later he says, you know, it's a false shtar. So now, I can't believe him that he bought the karka with this shtar, because this shtar is a mezuyif tikei shtar. So this is worse than every migul. Every migul, the first taina that he tainis, could be true, but I don't believe him. So the migul proves that he's telling the truth. Masha Enkin over here, what he tainted first, that he tainted, I bought it with the shtar, is the shtar. I know that he did not buy it with the shtar. So, Migu cannot help me to believe his first tainted, because he himself said it's a full shtar. So, this is, now let us just see, we're far from finished, but let us just see the Lashon of Tosfos. Rav Yosef is like the filo migu lehavet. It's not a migu. Given shataina rishayne shehu toyen, the taina rishayne that he tainted. Bahai shtore, he said, I bought, that was his first taina. His first taina was, I bought this karka with the shtar. Who sheker? And I know it's sheker. It's a mezuyif tikei shtar. Vein loim a migu alehecha shatainosei rishayne hi emes. That means when he says parati, it could be emes. I don't believe him, but it could be emes. So I migu shetayin acheres. But over here, the taina rishayne is zicher hasheker. The taina rishayne is hasheker. That's the words what Tosfos says. So Tosfos differentiates a difference between parati, migu de mezuyif is nemon because the taina rishayne could be his emes. Over here, his taina rishayna was, I bought it with this shtar. This is ichanar emes, because he himself said, it's a false shtar. That's what Tosfos says. But there's a tremendous problem in Tosfos, but Lamai said there's a second taina. He ended up by saying, I bought it with a second shtar. That's what he said. I bought it with a second, I lost the second shtar. So that's why I forged the first shtar. But Lemaise, he's coming with a taina that there. Well, I had a shtar and I lost it. And believe me, because if I'd be a liar, I'd have to open up my mouth. Tosfos does not speak about the taina shniyah. Tosfos doesn't go into the taina shniyah, which is a tremendous problem. I mean, Rabbi that said that his amigo Rabbi was saying on the Taina Shniyah, not on the Taina Rishayne. But the Taina Rishayne is the shtar that it's not that Taina is non-existent anymore. The minute he's made it's a mezuyif tikei shtar. But Rabbi believed him on the Taina Shniyah. I believe that there was a shtar and I lost it. Believe me. Because if I'd be a liar, I could have kept quiet and I would have won with the first mezuyif tikei shtar. Tosfos does not go into this at all. That is the problem in Tosfos. You have to understand the difficulty in Tosfos. I once heard from Rav Chazan that Rav Chazan had said as follows. When he says there was another shtar, that means in the beginning he said there wasn't, this was the shtar. That's what he said in the beginning. He said in the beginning, this was the shtar. Now he's being soisa kind of rishonis by saying, no, there was another shtar. He's saying a taina which he contradicted previously, before he said this was the shtar. So, the second taina we don't believe, because that's equivalent to amigo b'lokim anan tzadik. Before you said that there wasn't a second, you said this was the shtar. Now you want me to, now you're changing your time, you're saying there was another shtar. That b'chlal we can't believe. Because you before said not like that. You before said this was the shtar, so by saying this is the shtar, you are automatically saying there wasn't another shtar. So to believe the second time, that's like a migub makim anan sadi. You before said that there wasn't a second shtar. So the second time is tamasay we can't believe. To believe the first time, so you yourself said it's a false shtar. That's how he wanted to say pshat in Rav Yosef. And Rabbi held, since it's miptur leptur, even though I'm contradicting myself, but since it's miptur leptur, you can believe the second taina with amigo. And that was the svara of Rabbi. So, bekitzer, the Yesod HaMachloikis between Rav and Rav Yosef is the second Taine Nemon with Amigo he could have kept quiet. Rav Yosef held the second Taine Stamos had nothing what to talk about, because before you said there was not a second Shtar. That's what you said. You said this was the Shtar. So we don't believe Bechlal the second Taine. And the first Taine we can't believe because you said it's a false Shtar, so there's no Amigo whatsoever. And Rav held, we believe your second taina with amigo you could have kept quiet. This is more or less pshat in Tosfos. Ve'im taima. The name of Tosfos is still speaking on the case of the Mishnah. Tosfos, the Samir, the Ketosfos over here. Reuven said kula shali. Simon said chetzya shali. So the Mishnah says we give Shimon a quarter, Reuven three quarters. The Tosfos Amir de Kekashe, the name the Ein Sofik Meitzi Midei Vadai. Let us say Ein Sofik Meitzi Midei Vadai, the Oimer Kula Shli Yesh Loi Bevadai Chetzia, the one who says Kula Shli Zicha has a Bailas in the Talas, the Oimer Chetzia Shli Sofik Im Yesh Boklum. Tosfos asks Amir de Kekashe, there's a concept of Ein Sofik Meitz Midei Vadai. We'll go a little further, and Tosfos says a raya from a Gemara, and then we'll see pshat. Kedomrinen bepeirik hacholitz. Sofik v'yovem shebo lachloik benichsei sove. Sofik omar ano bar masna ano v'isli palge. V'yovem omar at barot idiyat v'les loch loimidi. Havel yovem vadai v'sofik sofik. Now let's just say over the Gemara, there's a Mordeke Gemara, and Tosfos is asking a Mordeke Kash. The Gemara speaks about such a case. Let us say there was Yaakov, a father, a grandfather, he had two sons, Reuven and Shimon, and then one grandson, Chanoich. This is the family tree. Yaakov, the grandfather, Reuven and Shimon, the two sons, and then there's a Chanoich. Now, Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven died without children. Right? So Shimon went and was Miyam, Reuven's wife. But he made a big boo-boo. Chatzil, he has to wait 3 months before he's Miyam to make sure that maybe she's more Beres yet from Reuven. He didn't do that. He didn't wait 3 months. And he was miyabim right away. He was miyabim right away, which he wasn't allowed to do. And Amazul de Kesha, Chanoich was born. Chanoich was born. Now, this Chanoich, we don't know who Chanoich's father was. Could be he's a son of Reuven. Could be he's a son of Shimon. Ben Tisha le Reuven, Ben Shiva le Shimon. We don't know. Fine. We don't know. He's either the son of Reuven, the son of Shimon. Now, Yaakov dies. Yaakov dies. The grandfather dies. Alostabara Yerusha. $1,000 Yerusha. So now like this. Shimon Zicha gets $500. Shimon Zicha, son, Shimon gets $500. Now the Sofik Chanoich, Chanoich Tain is, you know, I'm Reuven's son, I get the other $500. I'm Reuven's son. And Shimon says, no, you're my son. You're my son, so you don't get a penny. Because a son, Yashin's a father. Kozman, the son is alive, the Gebet. If you're Reuven's son, so then you're Bemotim Reuven's, you'll get the other $500. But if you're my son, so you don't get anything. So now, but between you and me, nobody knows if he's Reuven's son or Shimon's son. Zok the Gemore, Behelzach Tzu. Shimon is Avadai. Shimon, whoever Chanoich is, but Shimon Ziche is a chelik in the Yerusha. That's for sure. His body is a chelik in the Yerusha. Chanoich is a sofik if he is a chelik in the Yerusha. Maybe if a chelik, we don't have a chelik. Zok the Gemara in sofik mitz midei vada. That since we know that Shimon Ziche is a chelik in the Yerusha, and Reuven is a sofik if he is a chelik in the Yerusha, in sofik mitz midei vada. What the lumdus is, let's not go into the lumdus. Okay. And not Gemara yadana. The Gemara says, if Shimon Ziche is a chelik, and Reuven is a sofik, Chanoich is a sofik, and sofik mitz midei vada. I have a big problem with our Mishnah. The Reuven says kulah shali. Shimon says chetzi shali. Now Reuven Zicha is a chelik in the talis. Everyone agrees Reuven is a chelik. Shimon is a sofik if he is a chelik. So let's say in sofik mitz midei vada. This is Taisvus Kash, and let us see again in the main Nikoloshim of Taisvus. The Imtaima, the name of the Insavik Maitz Midei Vadu, the Oima Kulashali, Yeshle Bevadai Chetchi, Zicha is a Chelik of the Talis, the Oima Chetchi Shali, Sofik him Yeshle Boklum, so Sofik him is anything, Kedem Rine Peka Chelik. Sofik the Yobom, Sofik is Chanoi, the Yobom is Shimon, Shabo Lachle Benichse Saba, they came to make a Chaluke in Yaakov's Yerusha. Sofik Omar Ano Bar Masna. No, the Sofik says, I'm Reuven's son. The Isli Palgas, so I get the other 500. The Yavam Omar Ad Prodidi, you're my son. The Lesloch, Veloy Midi, Havala Yavam Badai. The Sofik, Sofik, Ein Sofik, Maitz Midi Badai. That's, this is a Gemara. So the kids, if there's such a Gemara, so Mamela, so we have a problem over here. Let's say the same thing. Ein sofik mitz midei vada. V'yesh loyma tohosom yovam shubenoi shel sovet avavada yorshoi v'lo yoytzi ha-sofik mi-sofik momoine. Avol hoche ein svore mashu vadai bechetshoi sheiloi lechetshoi ha-shein. So Taisu says, amoyridik alom this, and this is how the Chemdash Loyma learns pshat in Taisu says, amoyridik ha-teretz. Taisha says like this, you're learning wrong pshat in the Gemara over there. Not pshat in the Gemara is, since half of the Yerusha belongs to Shimon, so, since half his father is, so, and I don't know if Chanoich is any chelik, so I give the whole thing to Shimon. There's no such svara. Why should I say such a thing? Half is Shimon, the other half I don't know. So, maybe Taisha, the Shimon should get the whole thing. Taisva says, Pshat in the Gemara there is as follows. Pshat in the Gemara but there is, Shimon is Zichar a son. Now, a son of Yaakov, Be'etzem Yashin, a son is Bekoich to Yashin, the whole thing. For example, if there's one son, a son is Bekoich to Yashin, whatever his father possessed. He's Bekoich to Yashin, the whole thing. If there's two sons, so Be'etzem, each son is Bekoich to Yashin, the whole thing. A son is Bekoich to take over the Yerusha of it. So each son is Bekoich to Yashin, the whole thing. When there are two sons, you know why you split it?
because each one is a Yairish, and each one can't take the whole thing, so you split it. But Mitzad Yairish, Alts Yairish, he takes the whole thing. A Yairish is a Yairish on the whole thing. So Memele, so there the Gemara is Meiridik. The Gemara says, Shimon says, Ezech Tzuchanoich. I'm a Yairish. I'm a Vada Yairish. So I'm Bekoich to take the whole thing. You're a Sofik Yairish. Who says you're a Yairish? Maybe you're a Yairish. Maybe you're not a Yairish. I'm Zicha a Yairish and all the Nechosim. You're a Sofik if you are a Yairish. So then there's a cloud. In Sofik might be Deivad. Zog Toisvis, but over here, the case of Zeh Oymer Kulushli, Zeh Mechetshishli, is talking about like this. That Shimon said, that Reuven picked up half of the talus with his hands. He was kind of a yad. He was kind of half of the talus, he was kind of a yad. So half is yours, that's what Shimon says. The other half, I picked up. The other half is mine. So half is yours, half is mine. Reuven says, no, I picked up the whole thing, you grabbed it away from me later. Fine. So there, according to Shimon, only half of the talus belongs to Reuven. That's what Shimon Tain is. Shimon Tain is half of the talus belongs to Reuven. The other half, you only made a kinyan yad on half of the talus, so half of the talus is yours. I went and made a kinyan on the other half of the talus. So Memele, there's no, you're not a vatai. No, half the talus is yours. Half the talus is mine. So there's no ein sofik meitzim midei vatai. So therefore, it's a new, so therefore we paskin. He gets a rabbi and he gets 3/4. Zok tahele kechem de shloime. He says, but what'll be in the safe of the Mishnah? Shnayim roichme. That means both of them are riding on the talus, on the behemoth. Both are riding on the behemoth. Reuven, and Reuven will say kula shali, and Shimon will say chetshi shali. So what's the case over there? The case over there is, Reuven says, I was riding on the behemoth, and then you went and jumped on it, I was kind of the behemoth. And Shimon said, no. Shimon, we both went, 1, 2, 3, we jumped on the behemoth together. So he says, in such a case, so Reuven zichemer amaisa kinyan in the whole behemoth. Shimon, I don't know if he made a maisa kinyan in the bain, but that's debatable. Maybe yes, maybe no. So their taka will say, ain't sofik maitzim idei ba'adai. So the case of the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, zeh oimer kula shali, vizeh oimer chetshe shali, takes a revir, it's only by shnayim oichsim betalus. It's talking about that one, that Shimon says, you picked up half of the talus from the maitlet, so there's ain't sofik maitzim idei ba'adai. But, in the case of Shnayim Reichvim, their taka the din will be Zayme Kulushli, Zayme Chetshishali, the one that says Kulushli will get the whole thing, I'll say, Sovik Meitz Midei Badi, because Shimon says you were Zich HaReichiv. I was also a Reichiv. So if Reuven was a Reichiv, so he's Mekoyich to be kind of the whole Behemet. Shimon says, I was also a Reichiv, so I'm also Mekoyich to be kind of. So, but Shimon is a Sofik, Reuven is a Vadai. They will say in Sofik, Meitz Midei Vadai. It just is a problem. In Shulchan Aruch, it says, by Shteim Reichmin, Zayim Kulishli, Zayim Chetshishli, that you say he gets 1/4, so he says, Al Kochach, it's not like Taismis.